I want to talk to you this morning, again, like I said earlier, about praise and worship. And I understand that most of you talked about that same thing in the Sunday Bible studies this morning. And it's good how the Lord works those things out. We're going to be in Psalm 104 today, but I'm going to work up to it. Psalm 104. We find stories in Scripture of people coming into God's presence, and often their first reaction is to fall down, to just face first, fall down before the Lord, and that's certainly appropriate. Sometimes there's a humbleness of posture. You remember Moses when he encountered the burning bush. He wasn't quite sure what to do, and God told him, take off your shoes. You're standing on holy ground. When we encounter the presence of God by His miraculous creative work or in the quiet movement of His Spirit, we worship. There is really no other adequate response to God. We give Him praise. And sometimes it is bowing before Him with no words because none seem adequate. Sometimes it's singing and shouting and proclaiming and lifting our hands to God. Other times it's in those still small moments when we just simply utter, thank you, Lord. Thank you. We must learn to praise the Lord throughout life, every day, as the day goes. And we practice corporate worship when we come together like this. We are the assembly of God's people. We are the body of Christ. And one of the most important functions of the church is worship. We come together for worship. There are also times where we just have to make ourselves come to the Lord in worship so that we bring ourselves to the right place. The right response to God's work is obviously to worship Him. And then also there are times to praise God in order to come into His presence, to bring ourselves into His presence. It does not mean that we draw God down to us, but we must bring ourselves to God. A willful act of praise puts us in the right position before God. We must take our focus off of ourselves and not focus on our troubles, but sometimes simply force ourselves to turn our hearts and minds toward God. Put our ego aside and rehearse who God is and what He does. Rehearse His glory. And that's the purpose of many of the Psalms that we have in the Old Testament. Have you ever noticed that active worship helps push back the darkness? Do you know what I mean? Have you experienced that? Just choosing to worship the Lord helps push back the darkness. Focusing on God's glory helps calm our fear. Focusing on God's glory helps soothe a weary soul. Focusing on Him lifts the veil of discouragement. I personally don't always find it easy, but I have learned to keep on looking to God in the Scripture, in prayer, listening to the right music, getting the right inputs into my brain and my soul. And like most of you, I've experienced God's faithfulness so often and so consistently that now it's easier to trust Him. Even when we don't feel like it, even when we don't feel like worshiping or we don't feel like going to God, it's easier to trust Him because we know how He is and what He does. And the presence of God is where we belong. The presence of God is where we belong. That's why it heals our soul. The presence of God is where we are safe, no matter what battles rage around us. And let me just say, never knowingly go into battle without some worship and praise. Gird up. Now, it doesn't have to be a choir or a church service. Praise may be simple and quiet as we push forward, move through whatever is facing us. In the New Testament book of Hebrews, in the last chapter of that letter, chapter 13, the writer is saying to the people that they're no longer dependent. If they're trusting the Lord and they have the Holy Spirit, they're no longer dependent on a building, on a temple. They're no longer dependent on the altar of sacrifice. Verse 14, it says, "For here we do not have an enduring city, but we are looking for the city that is to come. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise." The fruit of lips that openly profess His name. That sacrifice of praise is the offering to God. It is the incense that lifts toward heaven. When we look toward heaven and offer praise. And praising God puts us into position to receive His blessing. It opens the gate for God to work in us. We're refreshed by His presence. We're renewed by His Spirit. And then He is able to shift our minds and our hearts to Himself. To show us where He's at work and how to join Him. Praise paves the way for God's power to be displayed. I think of when Paul and Silas were arrested for preaching the gospel in the temple, and they were put into jail and they were shackled there, and at midnight singing hymns and praying. And an angel of the Lord showed up and unleashed the shackles and led them out of the jail. Worship paves the way for God's power to be displayed. Now just consider what God has been doing in our midst over these last 12 months since November 2nd of last year. 1 year ago, we committed to raise enough money to build this new building. And we believe that it is God's will for us to build this building and to use His resources to teach His word and to lead people in long to Him, to help people here become lifelong disciples of Jesus Christ. We're the church here. And He has placed us here for His purposes. Let me just mention a few of the things that have gone on in these last 12 months. 14 people have entered our baptism waters, declaring, professing that they are followers of Christ since November 3rd of last year. An additional 14, make that 17, have joined the church for membership. So that's a total of, 31 new members since we kicked off this campaign. We've started new Sunday school classes. We're out of rooms to put Sunday school classes. We have very fruitful equipping classes on Wednesdays. Our regular ministries are continuing to produce fruit. Wednesday water and Sunday school are bringing kids to Christ. We've sent people to Europe and Central America and Africa in the last 12 months. And your mission giving supports work all over the world, where people are sharing the gospel and helping people become disciples. And the opportunities just keep coming. Every week, we have an invitation to join someone and help them with their work, or to come and physically be a part of the work. God continues to bless us with new people. Look, when I came back here 8 years ago, I kept asking you, you can sit together. You know, you can all come to the middle and sit together, because you were scattered all over the auditorium, and there was just, it looked like a scattering of people. Look at it now. God's blessing us. And we're responsible for His blessing. He's blessing us with resources beyond our expectations. And I think that right now, the people of the United States are more spiritually hungry than any time in my life. There is a hunger. Now, they're not all looking to the right places. Many are confused. There's still a lot of darkness, but there is a hunger in the U.S. like hasn't been in a long, long time. And the opportunities to proclaim the gospel are many. The harvest is ripe. We need to send out the workers. Praise the Lord, from whom all blessings flow. May any and all of our resources be committed to the Lord. They are His. We only are able to enjoy His resources because He allows it. He gives. And let us make sure that our practices of praise and worship are true. A lot of you know Romans 12:1 that says in the last part of the verse to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. And I want to conclude this morning with that psalm, Psalm 104. It's a wonderful psalm of praise, acknowledging the Lord's creative work and His character. By the way, the psalm before it, 103, is also a lovely psalm of praise, acknowledging the salvation work of the Lord. But we're gonna read 104 together, please. I'm going to read out NIV. I don't mean we're all going to read it. It's too long, I think, for that, but I'm going to read out of the NIV. You can read along in whatever translation you have in your book or your phone. Psalm 104. Praise the Lord, my soul. Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty. The Lord wraps himself in light as with a garment. He stretches out the heavens like a tent, and lays the beams of his upper chambers on their waters. He makes the clouds his chariot, and he rides on the wings of the wind. He makes winds his messengers, flames of fire his servants. He set the earth on its foundations. It can never be moved. You covered it with the watery depths as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. But at your rebuke, the waters fled. At the sound of your thunder, they took flight. They flowed over the mountains. They went down into the valleys to the place you assigned for them. You set a boundary they cannot cross. Never again will they cover the earth. He makes springs pour water into the ravines. It flows between the mountains. They give water to all the beasts of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. The birds of the sky nest by the waters. They sing among the branches. He waters the mountains from his upper chambers. The land is satisfied by the fruit of his work. He makes grass grow for the cattle and plants for people to cultivate, bringing forth food from the earth. Wine that gladdens human hearts, oil to make their faces shine, and bread that sustains their hearts. The trees of the Lord are well watered, the cedars of Lebanon that he planted. There the birds make their nest. The stork has its home in the junipers. The high mountains belong to the wild goats. The crags are the refuge of the hyrax. He made the moon to mark the seasons, and the sun knows when to go down. You bring darkness, it becomes night, and all the beasts of the forest prowl. The lions roar for their prey and seek their food from God. The sun rises and they steal away. They return and lie down in their dens. Then people go out to their work, to their labor until evening. How many are your works, Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things both large and small. There the ships go to and fro, and the Leviathan, which you formed, frolic there. All creatures look to you to give them their food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to the dust. When you send your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works, he who looks at the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord. May sinners vanish from the earth and the wicked be no more. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Praise the Lord. Amen. Music team, would you come? And I'm going to ask Pastor Tim to come and lead us in a prayer prior to the singing, and we will close with a hymn of praise.